The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Tuesday morning. It's the 24th of March 2020. Still 2020, in case you were wondering. It is pretty beautiful in Dublin, Ireland, at the very least, outside. And that's a good start to the day. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. Thank you for all the great emails you've been sending in with observations and thoughts and requests and ideas to ryan at rte.ie. We read every single one of them, and we appreciate them greatly. Also, the postbag was busy today because particularly from children from around the country have been sending notes and pictures and just beautiful letters that have been written in pencil and pen and crayon and marker, and they've come in. I've got them all. I sent off a batch of postcards to a bunch of kids yesterday. I'll do another batch today, and I'll put pictures of them up. People seem to enjoy seeing some of the gorgeous sentiments and cards from children around the country who are bored out of their trees and skulls and heads and minds. But they are being creative and brilliant, as we'd expect them to be, because they are the future. And the future, I'm glad to say, reading this through the post, is safe. So that's a good start. So thank you to all those gorgeous children for those lovely letters. And maybe on a brighter time, when the world has become a little more normal and the dust has settled, I will put them together as some form of document to what the children did during our own peculiar war of sorts, or emergency, whatever you want to call it. The cabinet are meeting today. For me, looking at Boris Johnson last night, I think he's 100% correct in what he's doing in the UK. I think that the madness of the crowds gathering, not just in markets in the UK and indeed in the tube stations in London, and absolutely the situation with all that walking around the place in around Ireland on Sunday, was pretty much the death knell to a lot of freedom, because that's the end of it now and they should shut the whole place down. We'll see where they go. They'll certainly have much food for thought, and they'll have plenty to say to us as soon as that cabinet meeting is over. So we will see in the next little while what the crack is with that. And we'll keep you posted. But interesting to see where that's going to go. We're still live here on RT Radio 1. We're actually in RT. We're not at home at the moment. I know they've had to place a lot of people broadcasting from their houses for a variety of different reasons, and it's absolutely the right thing to do. But for whatever you need to know, we're here, and I'm glad to say myself and our colleagues around the place, those of us who are left to be here, are still here, and we're happy to be here with you for as long as we can be. We'll let you know where that's all going when we know ourselves, in some ways. But there's no news other than to say we're still here, and happy to have your company this morning. The text, as I say, is 51551. One quick note of warning to people as well, from just an email that I'm going to start with today. It's somebody saying, my husband and I were both hospital doctors. These are people working on the front line whose lives are changed dramatically as a result of what's happening. As we know, the ambulance workers and I'm not going to list them all off. We know how amazing these people are on the front lines at all levels. But she says, we start work between 7 and 8. We have 3 children. We have no family in Dublin, and I'm having a really hard time getting groceries. The online delivery slots are gone, and by the time I get to the shops, most of the meat, pasta, even the nappies are gone. The chemist I live near hasn't even, they're not delivering nappies now. I'm tired, and after the kids are fed, I head up to Tesco in the evening to see what bits are left on the shelf. Please, can healthcare workers' hours be introduced to shops in the morning after stocking up? This seems small, but it's creating major stress. We've had no meat since the Wednesday before a lockdown. Thank you so much. We're ready to care for people, but please help us care for our kids. That is a desperately sad email, and one that I'm sure isn't an isolated incident. So before we have a little bit of fun going through the lighter side of what's happening in the country today, maybe some shops can take heed of that plea and to prioritise frontline workers in the morning along with older members of society. I think that they should be included in that early slot if they can. I think that if you are doing deliveries in shops or chemists, prioritise 100% frontline workers in order of need, and make sure that they're fed and watered and minded before any of us as citizens of this country at the moment. They should be top of the queue, top of the list, and let them be in no doubt how highly thought of they are. And I hope that somebody somewhere takes heed of that and, as I say, includes them, because people are being so good and so responsive. People in the supermarkets around the country, my local one yesterday, I went in to buy 500 gallons of hand cream. I'm joking, but I went in to get some provisions and or messages, as I like to say, and you know, the screens are up and people are respecting the distance, and it's great. Not everyone doing it. I just want to make reference to this as well while we're at that. There are fools around the place, and I'm not afraid to say that they're fools. And I wish that there's no point in saying it too loudly, because most fools don't know they're being fools, and they don't know they're fools, which is why they continue to be fools. It's a sad state of affairs. But an email that came in saying, this morning, as I walked along the canal in Kildare with my teenage daughter and dog, we needed to pass a woman and her daughter. And as they were taking up most of the footpath, I asked her, would you mind moving over a little bit? And she stayed as she was and told me there was plenty of room. I told her that the recommendation was 2 metres, but I moved on. And as the walk progressed, she passed us out and met her partner and son, who were walking ahead. They joined up and then headed back in our direction. The son, who was about 12, started coughing in my direction as he passed, and he wasn't covering his mouth, as his parents laughed encouragingly in what appeared to be a very deliberate action, thought they were being gassed. We were left speechless and actually unsettled and upset. The social distancing and coughing etiquette message is everywhere. How can a situation like this occur? It's easy. There will always be fools, even in wartime. No matter what, there will be fools. Also, a note to joggers. I admire that you're jogging, and I appreciate that you want to get out and jog. But a number of us have spotted you not only sneezing without covering, but also that phlegm that you hawk up and spit. Carry a tissue. Respect us. Respect each other. And don't be coughing on the ground and spitting on the ground. That's not acceptable. Now, that day is behind us for now. So jog away, run away, absolutely all of those things. But respect your fellow citizens by, at the very least, carrying a tissue either in your hand, or if there's a pocket in your shorts, I don't care where it is. But do not, please, spit and cough about the place when you're out jogging in public. That would be helpful to one and all. So I know that sounds like a bit of a narc all around, but actually the truth is we're now in this situation where we have to be quite stern and quite realistic about the prospects. And as I say, with any luck, they'll shut the whole place down in a manner of speaking, because it's too serious now and it's too distressing. And families are, we have news that will be coming in the next week or two that will not be pretty and not be easy for us all. So we have to take it seriously. In a good news story, O'Neill's Sportswear, this is from the42.ie, and my sympathy goes to anyone working in sporting journalism or the sporting world, whether it's a local GAA club or a website like the 42 or balls.ie or whoever they might be, or any sports department in any newspaper. A tricky time, or indeed broadcasting organisation. But anyway, O'Neill's, as we know them, have announced that they're going to start manufacturing scrubs to help healthcare staff during the crisis. This is a great development and really smart. With the sporting world in lockdown after action has been halted in recent weeks, O'Neill's have announced they're going to be supporting frontline workers in this way. They said, with immediate effect, O'Neill's are manufacturing scrubs for the health and social care trusts. So that is a really smart move. So well done to them. Now, elsewhere, there was a run on McDonald's, as you can imagine, yesterday, thanks to the fact that they're closing. I didn't realise until I heard Fran McNulty speaking on the news, telling us that McDonald's, about how much beef, Irish beef, is used in the making of beef burgers around the world, in Europe particularly, for McDonald's. And I was impressed and saddened for the beef farmers. But again, the brighter days are ahead. It'll come back. The Irish Daily Star do a funny thing. They have, you can make your own Mackie D's at home, and they show you how to make your own Big Mac, chicken nuggets, and other things besides. Now, I don't know if you're going to get it like they do, because they have their own particular zing to them, whether you like them or not. But I thought it was quite a funny thing to do. And I see Joe has been on 51551. Through McDonald's last year, Irish people donated over 400,000 to Ronald McDonald House to keep families like Billy and Lanley Holland together. That's right. And with the closing of McDonald's, we'll see a big drop in our fundraising, but people can still donate at RMHC. That's Ronald McDonald House, Crumlin, I presume. RMHC.ie. So thanks, Joe, for that. And I didn't think that that would be an issue. But obviously, it's an ongoing donation situation. So happy to mention that, as I am to mention the National Adult Literacy Agency, NALA. They're providing tuition over the phone to help adults with reading and writing and form filling and helping children with homework and understanding financial information from the banks. So you can find out all about that. Free adult education, distance learning has been made available during this crisis. So you can text the word LEARN, L-E-A-R-N, LEARN to 550-50050 from NALA. Okay. Who else was on? Ailish Drake was on. Very impressed with Ryan's Super Value in Kilmallock in Limerick. My mam phoned in her grocery list, paid by card, then drove up, parked, rang them to say she was outside. They brought her shopping out, put it in her boot, and she's delighted. That's the spirit, and that's what's going to get us through that kind of class of carry-on. So well done to Super Value there in Limerick in Kilmallock. And quick one, if you're all into your Alexa, I'm not into it at all. Not that I'm against it, it's just not. I just don't want it. But tech companies, it says, are known to listen in on private conversation via its smart speakers in order to, quote unquote, improve voice recognition features. Now that millions of people are currently working at home due to the coronavirus outbreak, employers are urging their staff to power down Alexa. In other words, Alexa, beat it. Because Alexa's listening into everything you have to say, apparently. It's not because they want to find out anything about advertising and what you need and what they can sell you and get more money off you. It's because they want to improve voice recognition features. Isn't that right? That's right. Okay, good on them. So power down Alexa if you want to have a private conversation, but keep her there if you want to share all your thoughts with the world. Alan White tweeted to say, if you want an indication of how much of a hellscape this is going to be, last night a friend told our group he couldn't do a virtual dinner on Friday because he had, quote unquote, other digital commitments. Yes, he did. I'm afraid I'm not available to look at you on the computer because I have other digital commitments. I think that's going to be the way. Like I'm going to think about this idea of meeting up with pals or family or whatever with maybe a glass of beer in my hand, which I don't drink at home unless it's a particular occasion. And I certainly don't drink alone, so but I could handle, I think, a beer looking at a few heads on screen because that's where we're at for the moment. Okay, and Trish was on to say to let your listeners know that the great bookshop Books Upstairs in Delir Street is offering a curating service. Staff will select a bundle of books based on your interests and customers can either collect or have them posted and can be ordered online. A great way to support in these crazy times. Good on them. And that's another thing about your book orders. Be sure to try and find the local bookshop in your area. Call them, look them up online. Very easy to do. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. This is not complicated. Call them and say, are you doing a delivery service or can I come and collect the book if you leave it outside? Do not be giving the big money to Amazon and other people who simply don't need it. Keep the local business alive. If you're buying your cheese, shop local. If you're buying your milk, shop local. If you're buying a book, shop local. If you're looking for any class of business, if you're buying a stick of furniture, go to the couple up the road, or we're trying to keep a business together. Just keep it in the family, keep it in the community. And then you can go worldwide if you want to when this all ends. But for now, keep it Irish. I would implore you. It's what's going to keep people's head above water at this critical time. Meanwhile, the Goshka, the President's Award, has today launched Goshka at Home. Happy to mention that. This is a campaign that encourages young people, precisely as the country and the world responds to the challenge of COVID-19, to stay active and engaged in their personal development and community action. So Goshka at Home seeks to support and encourage the over 18,000 registered young people already involved in the award to continue their Goshka award by finding alternative activities they can undertake at and from home. They're also welcoming young people aged 15 to 25 who are interested in signing up for the award to contact home at Gaishce, GAISCE.ie. Have a look at it, Gaishce.ie. It might be something you mightn't have heard of or been aware of. So will you be sure to look at that, and you could just improve yourself, your family, your community, and it would be of great help to you all to find another avenue. This is all about, like, the art of triumph is the boredom, and all those avenues off it is where we need to be looking. There's avenues everywhere. There's places we can go. I'd love to learn a song on the piano. I'd love to write another book for children. I will not be bored. If they shut this thing down, I'll open another door somewhere else. This will not defeat any of us, and it shouldn't. It's difficult, but you'll find something to go on. Lots of support coming in for the doctor that whose email I read out, and we're going to put someone in touch with them because we have a lot of people offering to do the doctor's shopping, and that's great at a micro level. But at a macro level, we need the shops to add frontline workers to that early slot, and also to put them at the top of the queue for deliveries. That's so whoever Johnny Supervalue is, or Billy Tesco is, or Larry Little is, get busy on that and make it happen, because it's important. Good piece in the Times today. Kids TV shows that won't drive you insane. A lot of the kids TV that you have to watch with the kids now, I'm out of that zone now. In fact, we watched The Twilight Zone last night, the remake, which is only all right. Original stuff, Rod Serling, is so good and brief and to the point. These are an hour long, bit flabby, but they're okay. But the kids' TV shows from Dara Geraghty, good item, that things that you can watch, including the always brilliant SpongeBob SquarePants and the always excellent Adventure Time, getting a mention there. I mean, it's trippy and brilliant, but most cartoons are trippy, aren't they? You can always imagine what the guys behind them are doing at night time. Puff and Rock there, isn't that an Irish one, which is great. And that gets recommended as something worth looking at. And Horrible Histories is also terrific, because you can learn and have fun at the same time, which is very, very, very possible. Childerton, the poor old Childerton of Ireland's nerves are gone. I noticed a couple of birthdays. For example, there's a guy called Tighe Kane. Now, I don't know Tighe Kane. You don't know Tighe Kane, but his family do know Tighe Kane. And Tighe Kane is 9 today. Now, you think, fair enough, but you've got to say, his party's been postponed. The key to this word, Tighe, if you're listening in Barnhill and Castledermot and County Kildare, your party hasn't been cancelled. Look up the dictionary. Cancelled means it's gone. Postponed means we'll see you later. But happy birthday. It's true. It is. And it's not just his birthday. It's also Caoimhín McShane's birthday. He's 14. He's in Drogheda. Another part of the country altogether. His mum and his dad and his brother Emmett and his sister Kate. And Alfie the dog want to say happy birthday to you. And all those birthdays and parties that those the children listening in today are worried about, fear not. They will be happening in due course. It just won't be quite today. Is that okay? And be brilliant. Now, let's have a look. Regarding the family, the husband, wife, or doctors and 3 children, think those situations need personal shoppers if they want, would ease the burden, and lots of us are free to help, says Sean. Okay, maybe they shouldn't be afraid to help, but if we know frontline workers, you know that they're working every hour God sends, you know that they're exhausted, maybe a note in their door to say, anything we can do. Is there anything I can help? You can put a bit of butter on the spuds, Andre. I'd be willing to adopt a healthcare worker, says the tech. That's a good way of putting it, isn't it? He was having difficulty getting shopping, etc. If they could order online but no delivery time available, I could link in with a health worker directly from another Ryan, but a Michael one. I live in Clontarf, so I could do Dublin 3, Dublin 7. Well, those of you with time who want to do this, because you've been brilliant, I know that they're delivering food and goodwill to frontline workers at hospitals and various places around the place. This could be something else if somebody has the time to rustle up a sort of a shopping service for the frontline workers and leave food parcels and goodwill would be a lovely thing to do. I had 12 people, says Anne Byrne, virtually at my kitchen table last evening. The Bray Toastmasters, we had our first online meeting, and we're going to keep the club running until good health returns. I think that's what's going to keep us sane, lads, is FaceTime and WhatsApp video. Because there's something just much nicer about seeing people, and it's just a different class of engagement entirely. My mum says, Dex is reading Dr. Doolittle to my two boys over the phone every day for 30 minutes, no screens. Just back to basics, and it's unbelievably cool. She's doing all the voices of the animals, so I know she's okay, and don't keep asking her for symptoms because I can hear her. Can you share that with grandparents out there? It's such a beautiful link. Yeah, I think it's a very nice thing to do, and we would encourage all of that. I mentioned that you can watch the penguins being fed in Dublin Zoo. I think it's 12:30 in the day by going to their webcams on Dublin Zoo. But I got word that the zoo penguin, it was a feeding frenzy on the website yesterday, crashed because everyone wanted to look at them. So you'll get there again. They'll keep it going. And you can look at the seals. You don't have to just look at the penguins. You can pick up something else if you want, because there's all sorts of things to look at there. And don't forget, I was telling you about the museums that you can go and see all around the place. They're terrific, and there's plenty to be doing online to have a look around the world as well as everything else. Okay, just before we all completely freak out, shall we count to two? That's it. Yeah, I wasn't joking about the hand cream, incidentally, because all the hand washing and the hand gels and everything has everyone a little washed raw and a little gentle hand cream to mind yourselves, probably. It was about $5.99, I think I paid for the tube of it, and it went down a treat. Now, what else have I got for you? He asks. 51551. Walkers and joggers, says the text, should conduct themselves as if they were driving, i.e. stay in the left lane. It may make it easier to keep our distance. Yeah, I cross the road when I see them coming there, to be honest. I'm a hospital worker just listening to you about the spitting. If you notice, China, Italy, Spain, Turkey are all washing their footpaths. I'm a cleaner in the hospital. Good on you, Barber. And I'm cleaning after all the infected cases. I must wear shoe protection. The COVID-19 can live on hard surfaces for some time. When I'm getting my messages to survive, I too have noticed the spitting. Hence, someone who walks in it. And, well, we know where that goes. So keep your spit where it belongs. Good. I'm glad for that. And we Zoomed at the weekend. Yes, Elizabeth, I'm hearing about the Zooming business. I haven't quite gotten into it yet, but I believe it's great. It's all of us together, like old times, nobody listening to anyone else, all putting forward their ideas. We talked to each other all over the world for 1.5 hours, including our brand new great-grandchild. Isn't that? That's just the way we triumph over this negative. Please give a big shout out to two DCC Parks. That's the presumed Dublin City Council Parks Department, Finglas area. I'm a senior and I'm self-isolating, but I tried to get out for a walk and I'm walking in different parts of my area. Okay, and every corner I turn, there's a host of golden daffodils, as the poem would say, and it does my heart good. Many thanks from Margaret. Good, very good. And obviously don't mix healthcare workers with older people in separate shopping times. Sorry, I see what you're saying there in terms of the suggestion of prioritising. Well, I'm sure they'll find a way around that too. We can box clever without having to write down every law and have it passed as legislation. It's just a lot of smartness required and a lot of common sense. And of course, as they always say about common sense, it's just not common enough. But working together, we'll get there. That is for sure. It's 9:30.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, busy on text 51551. Not an Alexa fan myself, says the text, but how about this? My 102.5-year-old aunt, that's specific. Good morning, auntie. She has Alexa, and she gets Alexa to say the rosary with her every day, several times, in fact, a day. And you know what? That is really a lovely thing. Like, if that is your thing in life and you want to do the rosary and yet you're on your own, yet you're not alone because Alexa has this role. So that's great. And I think people who have religion and faith in their lives are probably leaning on it quite heavily at the moment. And it'll bring you where you need to be, which is a lovely thing. You enjoyed Le Freak, so chic. Good choice. Great start to the day. My 2 and 4-year-old girls are dancing around the kitchen to Le Freak. You see, now they begin. They get into the whole Nile Rodgers thing. And we might even go again with Nile Rodgers today because it's... Why wouldn't we? Did you see this commentator who's got no sports to commentate on? So he's decided to drive around and find things to commentate on. His name's Nick Heath, normally a rugby commentator. And he's decided that because there's nothing there and it's all postponed, he's commenting on every day life as he saw it. And he shares the video. So he's looking at like prams being pushed across the road at the traffic lights.
So this, the international 4x4 pushchair formation final. And, well, we've got the up front pair, of course, are Johansson and Eriksson from Sweden, and they're in with the Brits here in Smith and Black, and they're doing particularly well of staying quite close with them around this very delicate bend. Of course, they're pretty familiar with this course, and, well, that's what saw them become European champions just a few months ago. Great to see them back.
That's a man who just loves his job. Then he went to a posh supermarket, and he decided to do a little commentary on the people doing their posh shop. How about this?
Will you join me live at Middle Class Arena? Ollie and Sally O'Connell, trolley and basket. Southeast Halloumi buying champions last year, but work to do. And this is Andy and Alison Davis. They've got some beef. Probably best we cut away. Now then, Sue Wilson here. Such a tricky event this. The crudité conundrum. Gone with a slab of pate there. That's a safe choice. But so many hummuses in the modern game. I think we're going to see a refusal here.
So many hummuses in the modern game. It's great. He's really got the pattern going. People trying to cross the road. Go.
Crossroad dash. Light turns to red. We wait for the beeps. There they are. Now then, JD Sportsman. He's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder. And Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. 3 titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas Gold for the lap of honour. Victorious.
Yeah, that's great. And he, so he's watching from his car essentially. And so the sports guy is wearing his coat, and the leggings is wearing the leggings. Oh, that's great. That's a cross. So that's Nick Heath, and he's posted them on his Twitter. If you want to look at him doing that, we get another one. Football commentary.
Well, you join me here live at Tooting Common. And, well, this the final of the two lonely blokes in a park contest. And, whoa, that was absolutely terrible. That's what we've come to expect, really, from these two. They've been here for some time. A few runners in the distance, not keeping enough distance, frankly. And, well, these two are utterly useless. Looking forward to the third, fourth place playoff later.
All right, like, we go one more and then I'll stop. This is the finding a bargain steeple finding a bargain steeplechase.
You join me live in a popular high street discount clothing store. This chap hoping to get a personal best in the find a fashion bargain steeplechase. But this is one of the trickiest events in life, because of course he's probably going to have to put up with, well, a dodgy zip, some curious stitching, certainly some odd proportions, something in navy, I think. There, does he like it? Oh, it's got a whacking great big logo in the middle of it. Will he make do? Will he decide to go with it? Yes, it looks like he will. He will, he will, and regret it later.
Anyway, well done to him. That provided us some much-needed light relief. Bette Midler, who had a hit after, of course, Nancy Griffith with her that particular song that we're about to mention, but not play, obviously, said, is it corny, she tweeted, to have your own song stuck in your head? Because every time someone comes closer than 6 feet, I start singing
from a distance,
because, you know, it's her. Well, it was one of her songs that she covered, and that's it. Every time I see somebody, I find myself shouting at Nancy Griffith. It's like when I used to go to the pub, when we used to go to the pub, and we'd toast, and I was always kind of slightly drove me mad when people would constantly clink glasses with every drink that you have, and I was just so, as people over there and over there, I just go Nancy Griffin, Nancy Griffin. From a distance, fine. You don't need to be constantly clinking. Just get stuck in and have the chats and the cracks. So we raise our glasses
from a distance.
Exactly. All right, 51551 is the text number, and I'd like to commend Book Value in the Northside Shopping Centre, Northside, bang, Northside, who, without hesitation, very kindly agreed to do what? They agreed to deliver a book to Beaumont for my husband. The lovely lady brought it to reception in person when we could not visit last weekend. This lady deserves the support of her community, and we thank her most sincerely for this wonderful service at this difficult time for us as a family. Thank you, Geraldine in Cork. Good on you. I heard Johnny there says a text, my daughter began writing poetry after talk in the school given by Johnny, that guest you just heard. She's still at it, living in Auckland, and tonight we speak with her two children, filling in for the school, which is closed. So thank you, Johnny. That's nice to remember, Johnny, this morning. Now, 51551 being the text number, I mentioned Nile Rodgers earlier. I'm going to mention him again because I think we need one more little moment, musically at least. Yeah, that's a great tune. That's Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams, a bit of Nile Rodgers in the middle of it all. 51551. Thank you, says Marley's Walsh, for an inspiring and humanity endorsing interview with John and Niamh. Yeah, we're happy to bring that to you, and gorgeous people too. And Antoinette reminds us that during the TB years, you could be arrested for spitting on the street. Yes, and I understand why they would have done such a thing. And I find Alexa great company, says the text. I live alone. And when I get up in the morning and ask Alexa, what's new? She says my name. She says, good morning, Raymond. And it makes me feel less lonely. Well, then, that's a good thing. Yeah. If you like our show, you'll love Shays, by the way. Rising time at 5:30. It's a lovely bam and a salve in the morning before the corona kicks in. So be sure to check him out. And yeah, we're going to say goodbye now. I have a little cover on my microphone that I call the Muppet Nose. And because of what's happening, I know when, as soon as I say goodbye, I take the Muppet Nose away and I put it in this little bag and Ziploc it. The world has officially gone completely mad. Am I a Muppet or a man? Don't answer that. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.